Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call. And when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it.
Hold on.
How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV.
Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith in you will see.
Come
a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking.
Listen.
Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV.
Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight to the break of dawn. It's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, May 18, 2020. Yours truly, Raven98 here, along with...
Hey, good afternoon, TNT. Y'all know I ain't used to that afternoon thing, right? Just so we all know. Okay. Damn. Long, hard weekend. Ready to put anything out?
No.
Nope.
It's all quiet over the weekend.
Okay. All right. So, here's the deal, guys, so you guys know. Because I just had...
Oh, wait a minute.
My friends called... Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. We did have a Thursday update, and we didn't do the call on Friday to address the update.
All right. Let's do it.
So, the information we did put out on Thursday, Al Kazemi and six other ministers are filling in the remaining cabinet jobs until the completion vote after EID. This basically makes it a full cabinet. On Iraqi TV, parliamentary spokesmen are saying that the 2020 budget will be approved right after EID holiday, and they deny that the budget will be from month to month. That was it.
Well, that in and of itself is good information. Not month to month. And it will be done right after the holiday. So let's just hope and pray that it actually happens that way. I doubt it because it's Iraq, but we're going to go with it anyway. So I wanted to... I was going to say apologize to you guys, but I'm thinking that's the wrong word. I was letting you know about Friday and today. I was traveling both days, coming back from the funeral where we had a death in the family over the weekend. We had to do things and take care of that. I thought we were going to be able to squeeze a call in here, but we didn't. So that's why we're doing this call this late. So... And no, I haven't been ignoring people. I just was doing something that was a little bit more important to me. So I get that part out the way. All right. I know you guys got news. I know there's some people out there that told you the RV was happening this morning because we went through that and all the good reasons and that it's happening this week and that somebody is taking over for Trump and she's making all the decisions and she's going to decide who does what when, and which is, you know, 15, 16 years. And somebody thinks she walks in and changes the whole game. Okay. But here is the good news is what Ray was saying. We put out on Wednesday today, they are moving forward. They are realizing that they have to act now. They are being more transparent than they've ever been since we got involved in this. There are articles coming out daily saying that they have to do the reforms, that they have to come up with some money, and that they have to change the rules of the game. And they're announcing that. And people are supporting them behind that. The U.S. is supporting them. Saudi, Kuwait, China, they're all supporting them for doing the right thing, which is what we needed, and they're saying what they needed to push it forward. A big thing he's talking about is getting the militia out of Iraq. We know we needed that in order for it to be a stable environment and country for things to go forward. We heard that they put out two articles. One is about the decline of the exchange rate of the dinar against the dollar, the decline, and the other one was to inflate the exchange rate of the dinar against the dollar, which we know couldn't happen, and they put the reason that it couldn't happen. It would totally destroy their economy if they inflated the rate of the dinar against the dollar. But to decline the rate, which is what we want to see, would actually help them along with the other things that they were going to do, stop the imports, the exports, do some of their construction projects and those things to make it go through. So So that's his life in Iraq. And they're trying to push it faster than they ever had before. They have a goal to submit the budget by Saturday. They said submit the budget, not approve the budget. So I want you guys to understand that. Submit the budget, even though they know they have to make changes. Some are just word changes. Some are actual physical changes that we discussed. Because when the number went from 56 down to 30, let's see, we're talking about using a $30 rate to do the budget, except I'm pretty sure somebody who I won't name, I think her name is Tish or something like that, sent me a rate of $35 this morning. Yep. And some other people have confirmed, which is good. So they're already above what they planned on doing the budget with, and it could be adjusted as far as that goes. So that's what we're waiting to see, if they actually submit the budget by Saturday. If they submit the budget, they've already said that they will approve it within 2 weeks, and life will go on. That 2 weeks would put us where? From the 23rd of there, right in the first part of June, which we've been saying for the last month. The end of May, first part of June. Not tomorrow, not the next day, which you hear some other people tell you, because the banks aren't ready. Now, I can say they aren't ready. Well, wait, let me stay on track first. All right, so the end of May, first part of June, we could see the budget come out. Actually, if they use the $30 rate, and the rate is now $35. It's supposed to go up on the first of June, guys, remember that? They told us a week, 2 weeks ago, because of the adjustments that they made with OPEC, because of the different countries are opening up now and they're consuming more, that they thought the rate would even go up in more in June. So it would make sense to wait till the 1st of June. Let's see what the rate changes to, because it could change to 40 or 45 if it's now 35. That part, in fact, is what they're waiting on and why I think they're actually stringing it out so they can use a higher rate and have to adjust the budget even, you know, less than they did before. But we'll see. Can RV happen without the budget, without it getting approved? For years we're waiting for it because we said the rate is in the budget. But we now know the rate. I mean, they've already said they're going to use $30 or higher. So, yes, they could do it. We already know even when they make it and they do it, I mean, it's probably not even going to be effective until the 1st of July because it's a six-month budget. Because they've already told us that for the rest of the year. The budget itself may not be, but the rate, once it's known, will be changed immediately because they're not going to let people take advantage of that. So, talk to the bank today. The bank said, I'm going to tell you what they said. The bank said, I think this thing's going to go this week. Can you believe that? This might go this week.
Okay.
We are ready to go. Do what?
I said, okay.
Oh. I said, well, what's the rate? Dinar, 357. 357. The dong, 47 cent, with a possible contract rate of $2.47. The ZIM was going to be 11 cent or 18 cents. The rupiah is $1.38. The real is $3.27 today. That's what he said. I said, so that means it's ready to go. He said, we're prepared. We're now ready. We're just waiting for the go. But I'm going to be perfectly honest with you guys. I don't see it happening. I just don't. I don't care being negative. It just doesn't make sense to me. And if it doesn't make sense to me, then it just don't make sense, period. Now, back it up. I call the rest of my banks, and I don't want them getting mad. Listen, and don't, because they do things in waves. But believe it or not, Texas still isn't doing anything. Illinois still isn't doing anything. Wisconsin still isn't doing anything. So I'm thinking, the numbers are not there. But they're getting ready. They're working it out. They're working their plan out. Because I'm still looking for the end of the month, the first part of June, for this to actually go. Now, I'm going to tell you what does make sense. Ray, is our guy from Iraq, is he here? Did he get the call in? Actually, we just spent like 15, 20 minutes on the phone with him. I told him if he called in, I was going to put him on so you guys can hear it right from him. He's telling me I'm looking, and I can see Baghdadi. He said, from right where I'm at, they're doing construction over there. They are doing something. People are happy. He said the price of oil is going up. They're looking at it. They're discussing the deal between Iran, Russia, and Iraq and China. They're discussing what's going on. He's telling me his perspective, and he is there. He said, the U.S. is never leaving. We're never going to leave here. What we're doing right now tells me we're never going to leave here. But I said, I knew you weren't going to leave anyway. The U.S. is not going to leave. He said, we are their sole protector. We're it. Russia's not getting involved. China's not getting involved. Nobody else is going to help them against the ISIS except Iran and the U.S. And Iran because they're trying to get power. But the good thing is they're still talking about the contracts. They're still talking about activating them, and they're saying they have to activate them now. In order to save their economy, things have to be done now on a fast pace. So by the end of the month, first part of June. Again, our banks aren't doing anything. So there was something about Texas. I said, Texas just went. You guys know how crazy Georgia is already. You know, talking about them and opening up and doing their thing and using all the barbershops and hairdressers and tattoo parlors and lab rats, everything. That's why they opened up that way. And then Texas turns around and opens up, and their number goes up by 2,000. And instead of saying, wait, we made a mistake, they open up even more tomorrow, more on Friday. I'm saying, oh, my God. That's kind of crazy to me. But they're not doing this. At least they haven't called me yet. Say they're doing this. They're not doing this. They're not putting people in the bank. They're not getting ready for it. It may be by the end of the month. I suspect everybody will be by the end of the month. But that's not tomorrow. They don't have the people in place in order to do it tomorrow. But it is coming. That's a great thing. Let me see. What else did I leave out, Ray? We got good rates.
I believe that was it.
We got banks, screens. He did say those rates were locked in on the screen. So they are locked in rates. So we're right back there. At least one state has their people, and they've modified their situation. So at least one state. I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah. So Texas opening up. So California has decided they're going to open up more this Friday. And the states we've been waiting on, New Jersey, Connecticut, and New York, are going to open in some shape, form, or fashion by Friday. So the U.S. will be open in part in every state, which was one of the things we needed to wait on. The problem is in Iraq, our guy told us all their borders are closed. Kuwait border is closed. All the rest of them. He said they had to wait, I think he said 25 days. Quarantine for anybody to go across the border. They have to wait in quarantine 25 days. So there's not going to be any money going back and forth over there. Their people are scheduled for June the 9th. June the 9th is the day their borders are supposed to open up. The people, all of the contractors and things are scheduled to come back into the country, which could change. But right now, that date is June the 9th. So there's no international business, import, export, anything that can happen until those borders open up. So they change the rate just for the street because it doesn't help them globally until they can do business globally. But right now, that date is June the 9th. So, but anything could change if it goes faster, but I'm giving you the facts, how they are. And I don't mind it being June the 9th because I know where it is. I know what we can do in the meantime, in between time, and I know what we need to do to get ready. And that's what I'd be working on. Let's get it ready. It's not going to happen by Friday, by the 23rd, when they're going into a holiday. And they've already restricted the holiday. Nobody's moving. Nothing's happening. After the holiday, they're going to approve the budget. Then things will look even better because now we got the budget done, which is one of the things we said we need to see done, is the budget done. And then it's all about Corona. What day are you going to let it loose and let the world be open and we go for this thing? But right now his date is June the 9th is what they're being told before the borders will be fully open and ready for international business. So we'll see what happens there. All right, now did I cover everything? I think it is.
So.
We'll see as we go along. All right, who's first?
Okay, get to the, back over here to the questions. Quietly Home says, on recent calls, you mentioned that banks are trying to get employees to be available at the banks for exchanges. Most of the banks have been having employees at the local branches with the call centers are working remotely. Should not the higher level employees that are doing exchanges already be at the banks as their jobs may not offer enough remote work?
Now you want to run the bank. Tell them how to operate. Okay. So there are bank locations that are open right now, but they won't let you walk in the bank. You have to have an appointment just to walk in the bank to do regular banking business or go to the teller or the ATM. That's just a regular bank. That's not where we're going. We're going to have to go to exchange locations. It's going to be something totally different. Those people are going to have to sit across from you from a desk, go over documents with you, explain stuff to you, spend some time with you. Those people are not at work because there's no work for them to be doing. Call center people are at the banks doing their old job, a regular job, ones that are there. A bunch of them just aren't there, guys, because banks aren't being fully staffed right at the moment. But I'll tell you what, my son, this is just an example so you guys know. Where my son works at, they came up with a plan to bring everybody back to work. They worked it out, went through it, met, brought everybody back to work. Everybody agreed. But as soon as they got back to work, they said, scrap all that stuff we talked about. We're just going to do this, this, and this. And half of the employees have already walked off the job because they said they're not doing it. You told us we didn't have to sit next to people. You told us we didn't have to see the customer. You told us we weren't going to have to spend this much time. And they've already walked off the job. And guess what? They don't even open till this weekend. And they've already walked off the job because they said they're not going to do it. Well, the bank is having the same issue. There are people saying, I'm not doing it. I'm not risking my family. I'm not risking my life. I'm not risking my kids so these people can get rich while I get $20 an hour. I don't know about you, but it makes sense to me. But this morning he was saying they worked it out. You're just going to have to do things a little bit slower. It's going to take a little bit longer. And I'm just telling you one state. The rest of them haven't even started yet. I'm talking to them. They said, we didn't get any information. We're not ready. They're just telling us to wait. So, and this is just like anything else that large. And start at one place, put it together, see how it works, and then tell everybody, hey, this is how we're going to do it. Well, it didn't work. I mean, it hasn't worked for them yet. Even though they do say they have people that are willing to come in, but they had to go through so many to get to those people just to get started. So they know it's going to be slower than they thought it would before the virus. It's going to be different because, as we talked about, they got to have different protections. You know, everybody going in there is going to want a clean space to work in. We want a clean space to sweep in. So you're going to do it a little bit different. All right, what's next, Ray?
Okay, Chicago says, there was talk in the news post that Iraq was thinking of devaluing their currency. Would this be at the program rate or a lower rate for evaluation?
They were talking about inflating their currency, which was taking it from 1190 to 1235, where it is now 1250, whatever they had to do, inflate their currency, print some more so they could pay people, which is, it would be the worst thing that they could do ever if they did that. It would ruin them for years to come. It would take away confidence from international companies as well as countries. So they said that is the very last thing they would have to do to survive. But they put it out there, which is okay. That was infinite. When they put decrease, now that's what we want to see. We want them to decrease the rate, go from 1,300 to 1,000 to 8 to 50 to 1. That exact way we want to see it, but they still have to come out with a plan to do it and notice to do it. So I think it's what they're going to do. We've seen more talk about it and the reform going through and meeting the demonstrators' expectations. So that's what I'm looking for them doing. But there's still steps that have to be taken before they can do that. They can't just wake up in the morning and say, just do it. And they're working on those things right now. That's what they're meeting about. That's what they're discussing and how it's going to work when they do. The beauty of Iraq and what we have is they put most of their people, as many as they can, on the Visa card, the MasterCard, the ration card, so they can flip a switch and change everybody's rates, except for on the street. You know, I almost said his name. But anyway, our guy over in Iraq, I don't even know if he wants you guys to know his name, even though he came on the call. He's telling us what they're, he said they don't want the dollar. They're now on the streets, they're shopping, people try and change, pay with the dollar. He said they'll take it, but they don't want it. They want the dinar now because they know it's about to be more valuable than the dollar when these reforms go through. So they're already reacting to it, even though it hasn't been done yet. That's a good thing for us. So we like it. All right, Ray, what's next?
Let's see. There was talk over the weekend that news in Iraq was pointing to the possibility of economic reform taking place as early as this week. Tony, your thoughts?
My thoughts, I've been telling you, I saw all of it. Didn't make any sense to me. Didn't make any sense with them telling you guys it was happening last night at 8. Or I can read this knucklehead says, you know, they started at 4 o'clock in Zurich. And they're already exchanging, didn't happen. That they release money over here for 40. I mean, I've seen it. Trust me, they're sending it to me. And it's the same thing they sent 2 weeks ago or last week and saying the same thing. And now this is the only beauty. The RV didn't happen, not because they were arresting 2,000 people over the weekend. They were only arresting 12. It was only 12. They got it down to 12 people who caused the RV not to happen. But it didn't happen because they were in there messing with the system. So they had to go arrest them first. So it's supposed to happen today. But anyway, they're full of shit. All right, go ahead. Listen up. Sorry.
All right. Lil GTO67 wants to wish me a happy birthday tomorrow. Okay. Thank you, Lil GTO67.
Is your birthday tomorrow?
Yeah, most places it is.
Oh, so how old are you going to be?
I don't know. I lost track when I turned 20.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Soma says, considering that the reval of the dinar will be the event to trigger the general currency revaluation in other countries besides Iraq, have you heard any new info that would suggest any change from the dinar revaluation being the trigger event for the rest to follow thereafter?
Okay. So this is what you guys have to realize. And I don't think a lot of people realize it, though. But anyway, or maybe there is a lot of people who realize it and just a few who don't. But this is what happens, so you know. Let me see. 4 + 4 + 2 = 10. We have to get to 10, or maybe I could use minus, doesn't matter. But we have to get to 10 before we can start our engines. Before the rocket takes off, till things start moving, numbers can count. We have to get to 10. So if 4 + 4 + 2 = and the dinar is one of those four, how are we ever going to get to 10 if you take the dinar out? Not only is it one of those four, but for 15 years, we've been talking about the dinar is the foundation because that's where all the other numbers came from. Based on how much dinar those countries have, what the value of it is going to be, and now we put it in the Basel III equation, and now we get the numbers we were projected to have. But how does any of that happen if you remove the dinar? It doesn't. Because that was the equation that was used to put this together. So, no, I don't see anything happening until the dinar happens. What's next?
Let me see. That was so much.
I tell you one thing. I'm not going to skip any more Fridays. I know that.
Okay. Let's see. What is this? K Yvonne 2. Can you just take the screen rate for Zim, or do you have to have a project regardless of the rate you take?
No, you take the screen rate. You take screen rate for everything, guys. You don't have to ask for the contract rate. I mean, I would if there is one, but, well, without the ZIM. I'm being perfectly honest with you. I was never going to do the contract rate for the ZIM based on the fact that it had to be approved by the bank, it had to be approved by the Zimbabwe government, or it was going to take 90 days to get it approved. I could put my money to work myself. All right, what's next?
Sunstar says, a parliament source confirmed that Al-Kazimi's government will print currency to pay employee salaries. If this is true, and I pray that it is, would you expect this new printed currency to be the new fields with three zeros removed?
No, it's not true, and we don't want it to be true because we don't want them printing any new currency to pay salaries with. We want them to revalue the current currency that they have, and the lower denoms will come out. They were talking about doing exactly what our government does and what I've told you before, and actually one of their people came out and said it. There was an article out. They were talking about, let's take our legitimate currency and do what the U.S. does and turn it into a Ponzi scheme. That way we can pay everybody because they all got money in their hand, even though we printed new currency and it's worthless or it's worth less than it was because that's what happens. The more currency they print, the less it's worth. So we do not want them to do that, and that's why they suggested that it would be the very last thing they would do. That's why they themselves said, we know, everybody would lose confidence in their currency in their country when they did that. The only reason they would do that is to put something in their people's hands so they don't riot, revolt, or destroy the country and the government itself. Because that would be the only one. We gave you $10. I know it only buys $2 worth of goods, but it's still $10 or 10 dinars. So, no, we do not want to see that happen. All right.
Okay. Have your banking contacts informed or shared any news about receiving the 800 numbers in the near future?
No. Nope. Nobody's told them that. Nobody's put it on standby. And again, I'm trying to think. The Treasury puts out the 800 numbers, not them, but they did have a list. They have had meetings, and they were told who was going to get the 800 numbers, not necessarily that they would be the one giving them out, because they apply to all banks, even though Wells Fargo is the foundation for this whole event. All right.
Okay, that's it for the board questions. We'll go live. First caller, area code 404. You are on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Tony.
Hey,
Hi, Ray.
Hi.
Good evening.
Hi.
Hanging in there. I'm glad you guys are hanging in there as well and doing this call for us. And, yes, let's not skip any more Fridays. I have a few questions for you based on your comments. I had a hard time understanding whether or not you said that the rate that was showing as a locked-in rate for the dinar was 357 or 367. Could you clarify for my notes?
I thought Ray was going to tell you. No, I didn't have to.
Like the gun, 357 Magnum.
357. Okay, good. Clarified, because I figured I'm going to go back and listen to the call anyway, and if I didn't catch it the first time, I might not catch it on the replay either. Contract rates, that was the one that you didn't include. Safe assumption that it's pretty much staying what you've shared with us in the past.
Well, if I don't include something, trust me, it's for a reason.
All right. Well, then just tell us the reason that you didn't. Okay.
Well, the reason is that my understanding, what they're trying to tell me, which is hardly, but the current administration is trying to change the contract rate and how much we can have. I don't see it happening, but the bank was informed that that's what they are attempting to do, is to lower our contract rate for the dinar. They haven't done it yet, and that's why I didn't put it out. But supposedly that's what they're trying to do right now.
They even give you a range for planning purposes?
Oh, yeah. And I'm definitely not going to tell you either.
Well, so I'll let somebody else
remind
me.
Your whole world. A whole lot of
I've already eaten, so. Okay.
Let's see what happens first. Yeah.
Right. All right. Okay. The other thing, again, for clarification purposes, my curiosity here, when you talk about your Iraqi contact not asking who he is or name or anything of that sort, but is this individual actually an Iraqi who speaks good English that you talk with, or is this an American citizen who happens to be based in Iraq? I was curious just on your link.
I'll give you guys both. Eddie is somebody that I've talked to for years. And then he started talking to Frank 26. So he sends, I get information from Eddie Frank. He is an Iraqi citizen. And I don't mind telling you guys that. Live right downtown Baghdad. But doing all this corona stuff, it actually ran him out of business. So he moved over to Jordan. But he's still keeping in contact. Hope you don't get mad because I'm telling you guys all this stuff. So he's here. Our new guy is an American citizen who's a contractor who actually works over there, who is telling us what he's seeing, looking at, and living every day.
Okay, that's good. that's good to know that, you know, we've got both bases covered in terms of giving that. And I will say this one thing, Tony. You've been saying something about Baghdadi. It's Baghdad. Please say Baghdad, not Baghdadi. You know, that's the bad guy who's gone.
No, where's the other place? Not, yeah, that's the guy. What's the name of it? He's in Erbil, right? Isn't that what he's here, right? Where's he at?
I forgot. He's 50 miles
out. He better call him because he said, I can see all the construction going on over across the bridge or the river, wherever he's at.
In Baghdad. In Baghdad, not Baghdadi.
Daddy.
Well,
okay.
Baghdadi is like, oh, no, that's a bad guy. You know,
that's a bad guy, yes. But I'm thinking that's what
he said.
Says
Baghdadi. He did. That is what he said. I see Baghdadi.
Yeah, that's what he said. I'm thinking like you, though. But I'm listening to him. That's what he's saying. So,
okay. Fine enough. I will. We'll scrub that thought here. Okay. The other question that was surfacing here, when you were talking about that, and you made it very clear of the submission of their budget. Don't expect the approval, but that it would be after the Eid holiday. There have been some things surfacing that the Eid holiday itself, we're expecting it to be the 23rd into the 24th, but now there have been some things floating around that maybe they're changing the date for that because of the moon. What they are looking at for that. Have you heard anything on that, or is it a safer assumption that it's still staying at the 23rd, 24th?
Okay. I haven't heard of any change. I think it's still the 23rd and 24th. They are, so he did tell me something about the 27th, though. Oh, that was their original release date. They were going to release everybody, let the contractors come in on the 27th, and he said they moved that to June the 9th before they can come in. And everything over there, Dubai, Kuwait, all the borders over there were closed until June the 9th. So, but just so you know, hold on, because I'm going to tell you, I just got a text. It said, yes, he said he was 50 miles west of Baghdad, and he goes to Erbil.
Gotcha.
I don't know why today when me, him, and Ray was talking, he kept saying Baghdadi. And I was thinking, that's the bad guy, but that's what he said. So okay.
Fine enough. That was just a clarification, curiosity here. And again, appreciate you're doing the call for us. Hope it's a good, marvelous Monday, and at least it does seem like we are on the home stretch, and that at some point we will be having our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project. And we're relying on you to tell us the day that will be. And hopefully it's going to be real soon. So we appreciate
That's right.
Thanks again. Take care.
Have a marvelous Monday. All right.
Going to try.
Thank you.
Thank you. Money coming to us Monday is what we hope it to be. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Let me say thank you to Tish because she not only gives me information, but she corrects me too. So anyway.
All right. 951 area code. You are on.
Yes, hi, that is me. So,
thank
you for being here.
Good afternoon. All right.
Good afternoon. Yeah. So, you know, while we're on the subject of everybody's telling how the banks how to run and you how to run your call and everything else, what else can we do? Hey. Sorry, I couldn't resist, man.
All right.
So, anyway, you basically been talking about what I was going to ask you about. You talked about the value of the dinar decreasing, and that's because of the budget and the oil costs, correct?
It's because the oil going up, that and them having to make a change, that's a reform process to give it more value when it decreases. You know, last week we were upset, or I was anyway, because all the articles were talking about them inflating the value of the dinar, and maybe people were taking it the wrong way, because that's definitely not what we want them to do.
Okay, and then you said something about June 1st, the price of the dinar, if I heard right, or that's why I just want to clarify, is going to be increasing, or is it going back to the regular price again, or what?
We don't know that. The price of oil is supposed to increase on June the 1st.
Oh, okay. There we go. And that might affect the dinar. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
I knew I was missing something in there. I missed something, so.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. I hope everything's okay,
okay.
Tony. And you too, Ray. And thank you guys
yes,
for what you do, man.
All right.
Take
All
right.
Care.
Thank you, sir.
805 area code. You are on.
Hey, you guys. Hope Sacramento's doing well. I have a friend that's going to work at that plant you're talking about, and he said exactly the same thing, Tony.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did. he said he knew seven people that got hired, and five of them already quit. Him and another guy are going to stick it out, see what happens. Anyway, on the Zim, and you were talking 11, 17 cents, do you believe there's going to be any negotiation on the Zim according to the amount you have?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I always think that makes a difference. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That was you know, a long time ago we were talking 11 to 33 cents. Now we're talking 11 to 17. And like you said, we got to prepare, and I've prepared for one thing, but I need to prepare for another. So that's all I really wanted to know. And again, thanks you guys. And I was really glad to have a 4-day weekend. Take care.
Okay. All right. Thanks. All right.
Okay. 281 area code. You are on.
Well, hello, Tony. Hello, Ray. How you guys doing?
Hello.
Hey. Good. How are you?
Fabulous, sir. To the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm good. I had a couple of questions. The first one, Tony, was I think. In a way, you kind of answered it. I'm kind of like you. I don't see this happening if the budget has not been presented and all of that stuff. When one bank source is saying that they think it could happen this week, I guess my question is, what would make them think that? Is it something that they're getting from the top, or is it just because they're getting prepared they think that it could possibly go this week for that particular bank? In your opinion?
Okay. No, it don't have to be my opinion because I asked. So I'm going to tell you. I said, what in the world makes him think this is going to happen? And he said, because my senior VP said it was.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
wait. I'm just going to tell him, because if he's listening to me, I don't want him to get mad at me for laughing. He might be saying that. But I'm thinking, what? Because he said it was, because she said it was, because, okay, we had our meetings, we got our people. Yeah, you want to say, is this the first time you ever did that? But anyway, I seriously asked that question because they're the only ones that's saying it's happening. All the rest of the banks are telling me no. But that's what he said, because
right.
My senior VP said it was.
Yeah, and I mean, it's kind of, well, I already mentioned that. Like you said, we know they can do whatever, even if the rate is not, or the budget is not, I guess, approved or whatever. But what would make them want to do that without the budget being approved yet? So I'm kind of like you. I think we'll see it around first part of June.
Okay. So hold on a second. Wait, hold on for a second. Because that's the question everybody should be asking. That's the question everybody in Iraq should be asking. That's the question that every guru should be asking. That's the question that everybody else on this call should be asking. What would make them do it before they know how they're going to spend it? Why would they put all that money in somebody's hands and it's not allocated anywhere at all and could just go anywhere when they have the biggest or one of the biggest corrupted countries in the world? What would make them do that now instead of waiting five extra days, 6 extra days
right.
until the actual budget is submitted and then waiting for it to be approved. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to know that. And trust me, I'd love for them to go ahead and do it. I'd like to buy 20 Bentleys tomorrow. Well, I don't think it's going to happen.
I know that's right. Well, also, as far as I may have one more question after this one, but with the Zim, we still haven't, or you still haven't heard any more from your committee guy?
Committee?
One way or the
nope.
other? Yeah.
Nope.
About the Zim, because, still going?
Listen, he firmly believes what he said, and I understand it. Because it doesn't make sense. Because, again, Zimbabwe had an agreement with the United States. This administration came in and they changed the agreement. Said, we're not going to give you that. We're going to do this or that. And Zimbabwe said, we can't afford that. And then they argued for us and he said, it was dropped. As far as he knows, okay, we're not doing it. Because, you know, again, you guys didn't live up to the agreement that we had with those guys. We got into argument. Things change, whatever it is. So as far as he is concerned, it's not going to happen. And I can understand it because I know about the arguments. I know the discussions that went on and the meetings that took place. But I can go right to the bank, and this guy's in charge of all this. And he said, I'm telling you, it's on my screen. We just trained all these people, and these are the notes they're going to take. And this is what they're taking it for. So I said, okay. So I did the same thing. I'm going to tell you guys, I went back and I told my committee member this is what he said. And he said he's wrong. I said, okay. We'll see what happens.
Now, see, going back and forth between him and the bank, that would make me want to have a drink after I get through talking to them. That's just too much back and forth. You get dizzy with all of that. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to ask, okay, so if the bank is saying that they're going to accept them, because we know that there was supposedly some new Zim out, and that was
yep.
supposedly maybe could have been possibly what they were seeing on the screen. So if that's the case, could it be that in the notes that we have, they may not go? Do you think that could be possible?
Absolutely. You know why? Because that's what he told me. Exactly what you said. He said they're not taking them. They're going to take those notes over there. And I said, okay. Common sense. It may even make sense. So I called the bank up and I say, hey, this is what he said, and what notes are you taking? He said, we're taking the 100 trillion notes. We're taking the 50 trillion notes. We're taking the 500 million notes, and on and on. He said, we are taking them. I'm training people every day to take those notes. So I said,
so
okay.
So let me ask you. So the notes, the new notes that they came out with over there, were they not new trillion notes and 500 million notes? Were they not any of those?
No, they were lower than them. They were the lower notes.
Okay.
Remember a couple years ago, we put them out so everybody could see them and the rate and everything? Yeah, they're the lower than them.
Okay, yeah, I remember now. All right, well, we'll see. Now, my last question, who in the world in this administration with all this foolishness talking about they're going to change the contract rate that we're getting? What's going on? Are they drinking? What? They must be drinking during the pandemic. That's what they're doing.
Well, trust me, it was probably before the pandemic started. Last year, I told you guys that there was an issue with the Zim, and they were talking mm-hmm. about it and discussing because they wanted to change the contract. Last year.
Right.
When it first came up, when he started telling us, it's not going to go because the meeting didn't go good. And they were supposed to have another meeting because they wanted $35. Anyway, it doesn't matter how much they want. But anyway, he said it didn't go good. The bank is saying they're still taking it. And that's why I keep telling you guys, that's all. I mean, you know, nothing beats a failure but a trial. But I'm going to walk in there with every one of mine. So I'm telling you.
Yeah. Me too. And the contract rate for the dinar, is that what, I guess that's what they're trying to change the price on. So, whatever. We've been waiting long enough. I'm ready for this to be over. They just need to come on before they start changing other stuff. I'm ready for this to be done. So, okay.
Me too.
Aaron, thank you, sir.
And the changing the contract rate on the dinar, guys, first time we actually heard that was today. I mean, the very first time. And that's why I didn't want to tell you. I'm definitely not going to tell you what they're trying to change it to. And I don't believe it can happen. Well, and I don't even believe it should happen. So, and this is why I'll put it out there. Hopefully some SUVs don't pull up real quick. Because no matter what average they give us for the contract rate, they're still going to get the old rate. Because they're not going to say, hey, we'll take less money for it. They're still going to get the old rate. They're just trying to cut into our share now. And that's not right. Anyway, we'll see what happens.
Well, don't tell me what it is, because I don't want to have to go get a drink. I want to stay sober today, because if they tell me what. So I'm going to let you go. Thank you. Y'all have a good evening.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Here's a... something from Wikipedia.
Uh-oh.
Khan al-Baghdadi, or al-Baghdadi, is an Iraqi city on the Euphrates River in al-Anbar province. It is the closest village to the U.S. military's al-Assad air base. Population, 5,000.
And that's exactly what he said. Exactly what he said today. That's exactly what he said, right across the river. He actually said that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, glad we clarified that. And I can tell CIA and Tish, you're wrong.
Yeah, their guy apparently wanted to name himself after a city, so he's al-Baghdadi, too. That's his last name. But there's a city, al-Baghdadi. Okay.
All right.
Let's see. Next on the list, who was that? That was 281. So 727, you're next.
Hey, sir. Never cease. Good afternoon and good evening to you both.
All right.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good evening.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tony. I'm feeling blessed, I have to tell you. Maybe I'm living in a dream, but I'm living the dream, so that's how I'm going to do it. First, Ray, happy birthday tomorrow.
All right, thank you, sir.
It's too bad... too bad we don't have the opportunity to sing happy birthday to you, but I can tell you that I'm sure that Tony's wife would be happy to sing it. And she does a mighty fine job on that. Tony,
I will absolutely have her sing happy birthday to him.
Yeah. Now, Tony, this is nothing germane to the RV, at least I don't think it is. Do you have a bit of a sniffle, or are you fighting off a cold?
Yeah, I am. It just started about an hour ago, so let's just hope that's all it is.
Yep.
But I was in Utah yesterday. You guys are not going to believe this. It was 87 degrees. It was beautiful. We're outside. Wind was blowing. I come back to Sacramento, it's pouring down rain, it's cold, it's miserable.
That's what happens when you get too close to the government. Just a thought. Okay, so Tony, my first question is, after our call, the last one, which was last Wednesday, there were some suggestions that came up that might have made sense to us about ways to handle exchanges and maybe be more expedient about it. Did anybody that's your contact within the exchange or banking system comment on those things we mentioned?
No. They don't ever want you guys to know you have good ideas. They're not going to share that. Look, you know, since we've been doing this, how many laws have changed, how many laws they instituted based on listening to our conversations, and they said, oh, we got to stop that. We got to change that. Okay. And we've noticed that along the way, And then I was even told that they were doing that for specific reasons. But did they ever come back and come on the call and say, hey, you guys helped us streamline it, you made it easier, or you figured out ways we could do this? Not once. So they're surely not going to tell you that you helped them figure out a safe and efficient way to get us through the RV. We would like for it to happen, but it's not.
Yeah. Well, wishful thinking. I guess we're back to the skunk. We can't tell whether it's a white stripe or two black ones. So that's how
there
it works.
You go.
Yep, that's right. Okay, well, those are the only questions I got, other than I would be one of the first ones to want to raise a little hell if they start fiddling with our contractor. Because, like you said, that ain't right. And it ain't right. So, just my thought.
Nope, that's not right.
Okay.
That's right.
All right, thank you, sir.
Okay, gentlemen, thanks for having a call today, Ray. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
And Tony.
Take care.
You bet. You too.
All right.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, sir.
Good afternoon.
Can you hear me? Good.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Tony, I know you've been asked several times about that $8 on the dong. After the 800 numbers are released, are you going to be able to tell us what bank that is?
Absolutely.
Awesome. That's all
so,
I had, and I appreciate it, gentlemen.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you. Okay. 754 area code. You are on.
Hi. Good afternoon, Tony, and good evening, Ray. And
good
happy
evening.
Early birthday, Ray.
Thank you.
One of the things I wanted to tell you was about that there is a city of Al-Baghdadi, Ray, but you did beat me to the punch.
Okay.
The other question I have, and this has never come up in the call, since the coronavirus started, we've had two very close people to us that did contract corona. One passed away 2 weeks ago, and one got out of the hospital Friday. The one that did survive it owns dong. The issue that has come up is that the recovery time is going into many, many months. And since she purchased all the dong herself, can her husband exchange it for her? Or what provision has the bank made in that type of situation? Because I'm sure there is quite a few people in the community who have contracted the illness and will not be well enough to even make it out of bed to go to a bank to do the exchange. So what happens to those people?
You know, I would actually ask an attorney, because I don't know people's different situations. I mean, normally husband and wife are one, husband and wife, and she's sick or whatever, and he'd be able to show that, or to be able to do a power of attorney. But I, just to be sure, in every state, I would contact an attorney and say under this, do I need something? Because, you know, she has a medical condition or this happened or she can't get up at this moment. But the time to do that would be right now, guys. Don't wait until they announce the RV. And then you're running around trying to find an attorney to find out. That's a question. If I thought I was in that situation, I'd be asking tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you very much for the information. And thank you for having a call. And you both have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
All right. So.
972. Very cool.
Hello, Danny here in Dallas. What are you guys doing?
Hey, sir. All right.
Danny, how you doing, man?
Listen.
Danny?
Yes, sir.
I said, how you doing?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing okay. It was 87 degrees in Paradise today in Texas. Got some things done, made a little money. I'm curious about the holiday that the CIA lady mentioned. Our new moon is the 22nd of this month, which is going to be, I guess that'll be Friday. And the Eid holiday, I'm a little confused about that. If it happened after the new moon, before the new moon, I'm not sure about that. That just that caught my attention. The other thing is the oil price. You're right. The information I had today was it was better than $35, but that was the Brent oil, not the West Texas Intermediate. That was 32, I believe I saw on the close. But those are all positive things, especially with the stock market. At one point, I know it had increased by about 800 points. I never did see the end of it. I was too busy working. But all those things are good, and it seems to be fitting in the into the situation. And I had a birthday over the weekend. I have joined the 70-year-old crowd legitimately now.
Well, happy belated birthday.
Okay.
Or belated happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Don't play it, though. I got to ask Danny a question first. I mean, first of all, the holiday is the 23rd, 24th. So I don't know if it starts at 6 in the evening or 6 in the morning. But the dates are the 23rd, 24th, which is this weekend. And we're definitely glad that oil is going up. And if it's over 30 right now, it should be well over 30 by the 1st of June. So those
well, you think so,
But here's my question, what I don't understand. I don't understand how Texas opens up the state, has the highest infection or death toll in one day, and then opens up the state even more. I'm not understanding what y'all are doing.
Well, those death toll numbers are mostly isolated in specific high population areas. The rest of us have got acres and acres and miles between each other. So we don't have any problem with this social distancing.
That's better. Hearts are right.
Oh, my. That was a comment from my wife. We have pure hearts. I'm not sure how that fits in.
Wait. So in Texas, you're telling me that the virus is selective? Is that what she's saying?
It seems to be a distant challenge. Distant challenge is all I can say.
All right. Ray.
Seems like an indirect way for the state to handle population control.
Hmm. Only anyway. In selective areas, yes.
Ray, so we can change the subject. Can you please play Danny a birthday song? He deserves a birthday song.
Oh, my.
Okay, I guess we can do that.
Well, all right.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate.
Yeah.
I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake.
If you're bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine.
So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right. Sound like a party on a record player there. That's good. Also, a comment to Bus Lady. She might ought to stay away from that hard stuff and just drink some sweet tea. It'll make life a lot simpler.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
She probably had too much of that already anyway. Okay, thanks.
Could be. All right, you guys have a good day. Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. 217 area code, you are on.
Well, yeah. Can you hear me all right on that one?
I can hear you
yes,
now.
Yes, we hear you. Well, we don't hear you now because you dropped off.
Oh, good. Now
okay,
we don't.
Take this to 610 area code.
Hey,
G-Man.
Good evening, Ray, and good afternoon, Tony. It's G-Man MPA.
Hey,
sir.
How you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic. And ladies and gentlemen, it really is another dynamite day here in the USA. And for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748. Elm City, that's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT, super fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
You're very welcome, Tony.
Uh-oh, we must have lost Ray.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that takes us to 925. You're on.
Tony, this is the guy that called you couple of weeks ago, talking about buying currency from Wells Fargo on Watt Avenue, and I gave you the wrong cross rate. Okay. Tony, I am a retired person. I have had a Series 7 license for, 30 years. And it bothers me when I hear all these people take advantage of people by faith. I think you know what I'm talking about. My
oh, you said by faith?
That, yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, I say unequivocally that if the preachers have to make the same I'm 78, so had the same determination as the stockbroker does. I'm talking about due diligence as the stockbroker does. There would be no religion. Okay. Having said that, people of faith.
Okay.
Use your preacher or your faith and religion when it comes to financial advice. Do your own due diligence. It's so sad to see all these people, like the old lady that called in and quoted, I guess, Sierra, saying, "Where one of us go, all go." Sierra make beds and sweep the floor in a hiking camp in New Zealand. What is her, what should I say? Why would she have any authority to talk about financial things? It makes no sense. And yes, these people are buying it right and left.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. I'm going to help you out a little bit, okay?
Okay.
I don't like people to use religion to take advantage of people either. I absolutely do not. I hate some other gurus do that, I know, and people tell me, and I hate when people say, God told me to do this or do that.
Right.
Because he would have told you to keep to yourself. Now, the same token, so I'll tell you guys, I don't go to church every Sunday. Matter of fact, I can't even remember the last Sunday I went to church. But I am religious. I believe in God. I believe in faith. I believe people doing the right thing. Now, Ray goes to church every Sunday, and he don't have any choice because he lives down the street from my sister, and she's a preacher. So he got to go to church. Okay. So, but that has nothing to do with what you're saying, and I understand it. I hate it when I see people, you know, using religion to try to convince somebody to do something. At the same token, I'm going to tell you guys something since this came up, because it's a lot of pressures. A lot of times people call me, and usually they used to call me years ago, and I have to stop, and they say, Tony, God told me to ask you this, or I asked what to do, and God said that you would let me know. Or, you know, I just get phone calls from people like that, and while I appreciate it and do what I can do, that's a lot of pressure to put on one person affecting your life or saying stuff like that. I mean, you can say it to your preacher all you want, because, I mean, that's what they do. I guess they get paid for it.
Yeah.
And God speaks to people the way he speaks to people, but that don't mean it should be used to take advantage of people. And I know that's what you're saying, because some of them absolutely do that, and I can see it. But we don't have to worry about that. So let's go on to something good. What you got good?
Oh, well, yes, all kinds of good things. Yes, I have a good life. I'm 78 years old, and a year and a half ago, people told me I'll never walk again. I'm riding my bicycle all over the place. So it's at a
time. All right, good.
And
that's great.
But I have so much common sense, Tony, I can't stand listening to some of the people that listen to all the BS those guys. Oh, by the way, I forgot.
Okay.
I copyrighted. Excuse me. I copyrighted your favorite statements. Fidia. So the next time you say it, it's going to cost you $20.
Did you copyright
it? Okay. No.
Hey. Somebody might as well get paid for it. Okay.
So, anyway, Ray, before I hang
yes,
up,
sir.
And I will, because you guys caught me the bad time 2 weeks ago, and this time too. But anyway, Tony, for all these people, Ray, for all these people that believe in the dragon families, I think it would be a nice gesture on your part if you would pay Puff the Magic Dragon for him.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Most of these people probably don't even know who Puff the Magic Dragon is.
Okay.
All right,
I'm right down the street from you. You have my number. I'd love to see
you. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
805, area code. You are on.
Happy birthday, Ray, from all of us to you. Happy birthday, Ray, from the whole Denarian crew. We congratulate you and hope good wishes follow through. Happy birthday, Ray. May all of your good dreams come true. Thanks, Ray, for everything you do. That's it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay. 708, area code. You are on. 708, area code. Must be tied up. Okay. I don't know what that was. 678, area code. Can it get you?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
What's wrong?
Okay, great. Happy birthday, Ray.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, great. I have two questions. One for you, one comment for you, and one other question for Tony. And the comment that I have for you is that the charitable information you gave was absolutely timely, and I'm sure we all appreciate it. And I wanted to personally say thank you.
All right.
And the stock club also too is doing awesome. Okay.
Okay.
So
thank you.
Now, my okay, you're welcome. And my question is for Tony. With regard to the cap rate, can it be used by a whole family, for example, wife, kids, if they're 21, or is it just for one household?
The dong rate? Clear? No, is the rate just for one household?
Yes. For example, if I max out on the rate, on the cap.
Okay, I got
my wife also.
I got hold on. So you have a 100 million dong, and the contract rate max is 50 million. Can you divide that other 50 million up amongst your family members? That's your question.
Yes,
okay,
wife.
Your wife.
Yes.
Now, husband and wife might be considered one, but you know, I got two kids, and they're both over 18, so I might have to give them 50 million each. I got 10 nieces and nephews. I might have to give them 50 million each. But I got 50, 60 neighbors. I might have to give them 50 million each. However, it got to be done.
Okay, so.
Okay.
But it may not be applicable to wives, though. There may be just one count.
So this is a hypothetical situation, clearly hypothetical. So if I was going to do that, I'd have me 10 different trusts, and I put 10 different names on those trusts, with mine being one on each, but they're separate entities now. So if each one of them went in there with 50 million dong and got the contract rate, that'd be 10 trusts. If later, whatever the time frame is, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, 90 days, I decide to take my neighbor off that trust, my child off, my brother off that trust, then I would still control all that money, right? Oh, I don't know. Hold on. Wait. You might as well ask Ray that question so we both can go to jail together.
Okay. Okay.
My name is Wes.
Okay, sure.
I'm not in that mess.
Oh, God.
So what can you do? Not include the wife? Or include the wife? Or just do it trust, via trust?
Ray, I gave him my answer. He's talking to you.
Well, like Tony already told you, the two became one when you got married. Now, you could have individual accounts, but I think the contract rate is going to apply to both of you unilaterally as one person, since that is how the law looks at you once you get hitched
okay.
up.
Okay. Okay.
And like you said,
about
your other relatives, whoever else you want to, it's an individual thing. So if you have individual entities or individual people, that should work.
Okay. All right. I appreciate
right.
it, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
All right, sir.
Okay, I understand. I wasn't suggesting that. And, Ray, that was just a hypothetical situation we were talking about. That's all.
I think I just missed that, but okay. Now
right.
I get it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank all right.
You,
thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye, sir. All right. It's time to wrap this one up and put it to bed.
All right. All right, guys, again, you know, Friday, today it is what it is, it happens. Everybody goes through something. But right here, we're on a good track. We've been waiting for the 23rd. Let's continue to do that. Let's see if they submit the budget like they say they are. We can all jump up and down. Again, the last three states in the U.S. should be open by Friday. So it's not a question of do we wait till they open. It's how they're going to operate. But they got to do the same thing with Iraq. So we're real close. We're close to the end of the month. We're close to the middle of June. This thing is definitely coming to an end. So do what I always say do. Take advantage of it while you can. If you can, now's the time to take advantage of it. Because one day, I promise you, you're going to say, I wish I could have, would have, should have. I wish I could have, would have, should have got more. I wish I could have, would have, should have listened to Tony every week when he said, that's your chance to get more. Take advantage. The part that we're gambling is so little for what the reward is about to be. Do what you do, not for you. Do it for your legacy. Do it for your future family. Do it because we don't know what Corona is going to look like in November, December, January of next year. And there's going to be some people really hurt. But let's be prepared, okay? So, good things ahead. Enjoy the rest of your day. And I'll see you when I see you. Ray?
Okay, we'll be back Wednesday, hump day Wednesday, for our regularly scheduled program. So, in the meantime, in between time, keep believing, because we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Yes, he is, and I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able. Oh, I believe I know He's already done.
The Word tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
I believe.
Conference recording. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here.